Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska wildfires have caused historic damage not just to the land, but to much of our livestock. Nebraska Extension veterinarian Becky Funk talks about how the livestock were affected by the fire and what ranchers should be looking for in terms of injuries.
When we think about wildfire episodes, a couple different phases come to mind. We have that kind of immediate, how many livestock were actually caught up in that fire. What does that look like for them? Those critically injured animals looking for the burns and the respiratory compromise. This area is a lot of mama cows, right? So we're thinking about things like burned udders. And really kind of trying to triage what that looks like. Now, luckily for most of the areas, what we're hearing at this point, knowing it's ongoing, so that may change, but a lot of this was summer grazing pasture. So what we're kind of hearing is not a lot of direct fire exposure to a lot of livestock. Now, obviously there's gonna be some areas where that's different and we're gonna see some losses. So that's kind of that first critical challenging period. The hardest thing for producers in that is along with this piece of triaging livestock and how much injury and do we need to step towards timely euthanasia and some of those animals, are they treatable? Things like that is making sure we keep that documentation piece in place, which is really challenging to think of when you're in the depths of that crisis, but it becomes critical farther down the road. Once we move past that, which hopefully by the time this airs, we'll move past that first critical step. Then we think about the long-term effects of things like smoke exposure, smoke inhalation. Are we going to see downstream effects of respiratory disease, stress effects, right? This is mama cow country, heavily pregnant cows. We expect to see the potential for some pregnancy loss going downstream as folks move towards calving. Again, making sure we document those because even those downstream effects, a lot of times we'll get some potential for some relief dollars if those are documented. And along with that, I'd say it's challenging for those producers in the moment to do that documentation piece, and it's traumatic to do it if we see large livestock losses. So that's a good place to reach out to your veterinarians, reach out to somebody that can help you do that documentation, make it complete, kind of safeguard your mental health if you're in that crisis, and call for some help.
Becky talks about the effects of smoke inhalation on calves and grown cattle.
Smoke inhalation is challenging because really what it does is just like in people. It damages that respiratory epithelium. It compromises the function of what that respiratory tract should do. So a lot of these will present as respiratory disease, like we'd expect. But obviously, because we don't have a bacteria or a virus involved, they're challenging to treat. And so a lot of it comes down to supportive care, trying to avoid secondary infections from coming in, that bacterial infection after the fact. Whatever that looks like. So a conversation with your veterinarian if you're seeing those signs and symptoms in cattle is good to have, because they're gonna help you kind of stepwise figure out how to treat those cattle. But ultimately coming down to supportive care, trying to kind of understand how much damage has been done. Can we move those animals towards recovery, or are they going to continue to decline and ultimately move towards a euthanasia decision?
Make sure to stay tuned to future Extension Almanac programs to hear more updates on recovery from this most recent wildfire. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.